the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour. After a very chaotic early morning, Governor Phil Murphy says the State of Emergency Operations Center is helping assess the impact that this global tech outage is having on basic operations and offering assistance as needed. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the software outage was not a security incident or cyber attack. More than 100 flights into or out of Newark Airport have been canceled today, and those that are running are roughly 90 minutes delayed, according to the site FlightAware. A key driver of the gender pay gap in New Jersey is known to folks in advocacy as the motherhood penalty. According to a recent report, New Jersey ranks among the bottom rung of states on pay equity for moms.
Yana Rogers at the Rutgers Center for Women and Work says many women experience a large, immediate, and persistent drop in earnings after the birth of their first child. In New Jersey,
mothers earn $25,000 less than a man with no child.
And the report shows mothers earn less than women without children. Rogers says the state needs to start providing job protection for all workers who want to use paid family leave. Also, there needs to be incentives for employers to provide child care in some way. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Former President Donald Trump is once again the GOP candidate for president, accepting the party's nomination at the last night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. A somber-sounding Trump did touch on patriotism in his late-night speech and also of living as one nation.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Aides say Trump scrapped his original speech and rewrote, continuing through Thursday before delivering his remarks for about 90 minutes. And as for the Democratic National Convention, that's set to start August 19th in Chicago. President Biden's campaign chair has pushed back against reports that the president was considering exiting the race. Jen O'Malley-Dillon says he's still in it. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Any chances for some weekend rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather with high pressure in control of our atmosphere. High temperatures this afternoon will range from the splendid 70s at the beaches to an excellent 80 to 85 inland. A bright, sunny, completely dry day with a nice light breeze and humidity levels in the comfortable range. Really nothing to complain about here. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip into the lower to mid 60s. Feeling good. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs in the lower to mid 80s again. The only hiccup this weekend will be spotty showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially around the early evening hours. Sunday will be partly sunny, a bit warmer and more humid as highs push into the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed. Right now, 79 in Belvedere, 81 in Old Bridge, 80 in Burlington. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.